Chapter 5. Mr. Tulliver's Promise. The next morning, the aunts and uncles came to the mill to talk to the family.
"How's the man upstairs?"
asked Uncle Glegg when he and his wife arrived.
"The doctor thinks he's a little better," said Mrs. Tulliver. "He spoke to me, but he still doesn't know who Tom is. Oh, dear! Oh, dear!"
"He hurt his brain. He may never be himself again," said Aunt Pullet.
"Sophie," cried Aunt Glegg, "we've come together this morning to talk about how we can help this poor family with their problems now. We're not here to worry about things that might not happen."
"Well, Jane," said Aunt Pullet, "I haven't seen you here helping the family before now. I was here yesterday looking at Bessie's best things, and I will buy some of them."
"Best things?" cried Aunt Glegg. "I hate to hear you talking about best things. Bessie, you must remember that you are lucky if you have a simple bed to sleep in at night. And you must remember that you only have it because your family bought it for you."
"I have never asked any of you to buy anything for me until now," said Mrs. Tulliver.
"But you can ask us," said Aunt Glegg. "We're your family. I just want you to remember how lucky you are to have any things. You don't need your best things."
"Have you talked to Mr. Tulliver's sister?" asked Aunt Pullet.
"Yes," said Aunt Dean. "I know that they live far away, but why aren't Mr. and Mrs. Moss here to help their own brother?"
"Dear me," said Mrs. Tulliver. "I haven't told them about Mr. Tulliver's accident yet. I'm surprised that Maggie hasn't thought of telling them. She has always loved her Aunt Moss."
"Why don't you call your children in here, Bessie?" said Mrs. Pullet. "They can hear what their aunts and uncles are saying. Maggie should think more about her family in this room than her Aunt Moss."
"I'll go and tell them to come down," said Mrs. Tulliver.
The aunts and uncles were in deep conversation when Tom and Maggie walked into the room. They all shook hands silently. Then Uncle Pullet spoke to Tom.
"Well, Tom, you must be well educated now, after all your time at school," he said.
"Yes," said Uncle Glegg. "Your father's spent a lot of money on your education. Now's the time to show us what you've learned."
"You must work hard, Tom," said Aunt Glegg. "And Maggie, you must work hard in the house and love your aunts, because we have saved our money to give to our nephews and nieces after we die."
Tom began to speak in a quiet and calm manner, looking straight at Aunt Glegg. "If you plan to give money to Maggie and me, please do it now. Then my mother won't need to sell everything." Everyone in the room went quiet. They were all surprised to hear Tom talking like a man. Aunt Glegg was the first to speak.
"I'll decide how to give my money away, and when," she told Tom.
Maggie suddenly stepped in front of them all, with fire in her dark eyes.
"Why did you come here?" she cried. "All you do is talk and talk and complain about us. Are you not going to do anything to help our poor mother, your own sister? Tom and I don't want any of your money if you won't help my mother now."
The aunts were silent with surprise. Then Aunt Pullet finally spoke.
You haven't seen the end of your trouble with that child, Bessie.
Some weeks later, on a dark day in January, everything inside the Tulliver's house was sold, and Dorlcote Mill was now owned by Mr. Tulliver's enemy, Lawyer Wakeham. At that time, Mr. Tulliver was awake a lot more. His mind was slowly returning, but he did not yet know that Lawyer Wakeham owned the mill. On the day that Mr. Tulliver first sat up in a chair with all the family around him, Mrs. Tulliver started to tell her husband about the mill.
"Mother," said Tom sternly, "we do not need to talk about that yet."
"What is it?" said Mr. Tulliver. "Go on, Bessie."
"Well, Mr. Tulliver, this mill and the land are now Lawyer Wakeham's. He says you may stay here and look after the business. He will pay you and give you a horse. You must work for him. I don't want to live in one of the small houses in the village because you won't change your mind about him. You just decided that you didn't like him because of the lawsuit, but he's a good man."
Mr. Tulliver was silent, and his body started to shake.
"Father," said Tom quickly, "I don't agree with my mother. I don't think that you should work for that man. I will find a job, and you can do something else when you are well enough."
"Maggie," said Mr. Tulliver suddenly, "go and get me a pen and the Bible."
When Maggie came back into the room with the things her father wanted, Mr. Tulliver took them. Then he asked Tom to sit down beside him.
"I want you to write something in the Bible, Tom. Write that I, your father, Edward Tulliver, agreed to work for John Wakeham, a rascal and my enemy. I did this only because I wanted to die in the old place where I was born. I will work for him, but I hate him, and I will always hope that terrible things happen to him and his family. Write that you will remember what Wakeham did to your father, and that one day he will pay for the bad things that he did."
As Tom moved the pen across the paper, Mrs. Tulliver and Maggie looked frightened.
"Now, write your name, Thomas Tulliver, next to those words," said Mr. Tulliver.
"Oh, no, Father," cried Maggie. "Please don't ask Tom to write that."
"Be quiet, Maggie," said Tom. "I shall write it.